Well, I suppose it's look. This is just I can understand where this is coming from. I mean, Garda management in Donegal are struggling to with the numbers of cars that they have and to continue to provide the service. But certainly from a GRA perspective, we've always felt that you know the jewel in the crown of the Garda Síochána is our connection with communities, and that has been recognised by independent people like Bob Olson from the Inspectorate. So any reduction in contact or any reduction in service or accessibility for the community is certainly a retrograde step. But again, this is just a manifestation of the continued downgrading and resource depletion in Donegal. I mean, the numbers are down over 100 for that sworn members, and the fleet is depleting, and just things in general, the situation on the ground does not tally with what we're hearing in relation to statements from government ministers about investment and modernisation and moving forward. It's just the members that I represent don't see that. We just see things like this where just the service has been depleted, resources have been depleted, and equipment and training has just been reduced further and further. It's just things are at a very low ebb, and we don't see any improvement other than what we read in the media, and it's not manifesting itself on the ground for our members.